in our nation's capital, here at the American Coalition for Ethanol's fly-in. And sitting here with me is the Executive Vice President of ACE, Brian Jennings. First of all, Brian, tell me a little bit about what ACE has done by bringing in some of its constituents here to our nation's capital.
Sure, Jamie. We've got about 70 people from around the country, I think 15 different states, and this is the seventh year we've done this, I think. And we do this because we know that lawmakers and their staff people want to meet with, you know, people with a little dirt or grease under their fingernails who are doing things out in the country that really matter, and that's what we've got here. Students, ethanol producers, corn farmers, accountants, bankers, seed and technology companies, advanced biofuel supporters, a nice, you know, swath of a cross-section of American people who are here to talk about the importance of the renewable fuel standard. And we've done it because it works. We've always received good feedback from members of Congress, and the people that take part in this event also enjoy it. In the meetings I attended yesterday, there wasn't a single one where the staff person or the member of Congress didn't say, thank you for coming, thank you for telling your story, keep doing what you're doing. And if that isn't sort of the, you know, the validation that we need, I don't know what is.
So as you spent the evening conversing with others who had been up on the Hill all day talking with the leaders of our nation, what have you heard from them? What feedback did they share?
The feedback was very positive in terms of people were well received. The message that we were delivering seems to be working in most offices, and that is we need to keep the renewable fuel standard on track. This program is working, despite what detractors might say. E15 and flex fuels are working their way into the market, and I think members of Congress are starting to see that more clearly than they did in the past. And so folks were, I think, encouraged by the meetings that they had. You know, there's always someone out there trying to take a shot at you, but the feedback was very encouraging.
As we look into the next year, quickly give me an update on ACE and what you're going to be planning for the future.
We've got a lot of work to do after this in terms of collecting the different intel and feedback that people get from the various meetings, and then we'll share that with our lobbyists and others who are working on the Hill every day, just to make sure that we're, you know, doing what we need to do on Capitol Hill. We'll also be working to encourage EPA to get the RFS rule done and get it done right. And then, you know, we'll be planning our conference, I guess, coming up in August. It's in Omaha, Nebraska, and it's, I think, the 19th and 20th and 21st of August. And so we'll be looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll have domestic fuel there.
Thank you, Brian. Once again, in our nation's capital of Washington, D.C., talking to Executive Vice President for ACE, Brian Jennings, I'm Jamie Johansson.